We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Women to Watch is an intimate look into the lives of prominent and influential women leaders from around the world and the challenges they faced on their journey. It's the real story behind her title. Join us every week to hear more stories about women from around the world and in your own communities at womentowatch.net. This is Where Are They Now on Women to Watch. I'm Sue Rocco. I had an opportunity to bring back one of my former guests, Margie Warrell. She was on with me back in 2016 when we were on radio. And Margie is an inspirational speaker. She is an author and she is an advisor for executive leaders. She's written a book, The Courage Gap, and I wanted to find out how this latest book is different from all the other books. Take a watch. Margie, welcome to the show.
Susan, great to see you again.
Welcome back, I should say. Just so our viewers know, you joined me almost 10 years ago. I believe it was 2016 when the show was on radio. And we had a wonderful conversation. We talked about your upbringing in Australia on a dairy farm, the oldest of seven, and then what proceeded afterwards. And I thought, I might just give you an opportunity, just give a brief introduction of yourself to our viewers who may not know about your work.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, I am, wear many hats. I am a coach. I'm a leadership advisor, keynote speaker, author, as you know, mother of four, global traveler. I'll stop there.
Yeah. It's a lot to cover. And not only that, in 10 years, I know you've done a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the main reason to bring you back was to talk about your latest book. And when we spoke the first time, I remember you saying to me, three virtues are really what drive everything about, I would say, your personal and professional life. And that is courage, resilience, and purpose. And it seems to me that all this time later, that is still what's driving your work and your life. And I wanted to start with this quote. I believe this is on your website, and I thought it was really beautiful. You say, "In every adversity lies the seed of an equal or greater benefit, but you have to look for the seed, water it, and wait patiently." And I think that, you know, we certainly don't live life as evolved as we become without adversity. And so talk to me a little bit about that particular quote and how you would describe that to someone who perhaps is experiencing adversity and could use some help.
Yeah, well, and there are many people right now that I speak to that are struggling, dealing with change, a lot of uncertainty. And it's easy to feel overwhelmed when there's a lot going on around us that feels outside our control. But I believe that life doesn't happen to us. It does happen for us. But it is about the mindset we bring to our challenges and the changes and all of the things that can actually leave us feeling like a victim sometimes to life or just overwhelmed by it all. And so I would just say to anyone who's feeling right now just some angst, some fear with their circumstance, to trust in yourself that you have everything it takes to rise to the challenges one day, one hour, one minute, sometimes one moment at a time. And I have had a lot of adversity since I spoke to you nearly a decade ago, a lot of moments where I've found myself having to lean in to that, those parts inside of me, and just into self-certainty and go, there's a lot that's uncertain, but I got to just trust that I can rise to this moment. And so it's I've had to walk my talk probably more than I would have liked since I saw you last, Susan.
Oh, well, it's interesting to be someone who has such wisdom and have to tap into it and use kind of your own advice, right? Your own knowledge. But hopefully you can say it works.
Yeah, I can say it works. It doesn't mean it's fun. I mean, I'd much rather just dispense advice than have to practice it. But what I do know is that we all have innate resilience within us. We all have a huge capacity for courage within us. And we can look around at other people and go, oh, I could never handle what they're dealing with. And often we haven't been tested. And it is in those moments when life tests us the most that actually we discover in ourselves strengths and resilience and resourcefulness that we may never otherwise have known. And we cannot grow into who it is we have the potential to become if everything goes our way and if everything always just lined up the way we wanted. I mean, the people that are listening now wouldn't be who they were. So just recognizing that one day you'll look back on this time and you'll see a gift in it that you may not be able to see right now.
Yes, yes. I actually am going to jump ahead to a question I was going to ask later related to this. I think about the times we're living in are challenging in a different way from many, many years ago. And because the world is, first of all, it's changing so quickly every day, that kind of gives people anxiety, I think. And our knowledge of what is happening around the world is with us every day. And we didn't used to have that much knowledge of what was happening. So that type of adversity or challenge, I would say, is different from, I even think about my growing up years. So is it possible to have courage while being sad about things that are happening in the world?
Yeah, yes, of course it is. We are many multitudes. And it is absolutely possible to be sad and to be brave at the same time. It's to be afraid and to be brave at the same time. We have to embrace the full spectrum of human emotion. And there's a lot that we can be sad about, but the key is not to be consumed by sadness or to be consumed by anger or by fear. Our emotions are data. They're not directives. And I think of them as like clouds going across the sky. We need to notice them. They're indicating how we're perceiving the world, but not to let them set up permanent residence overhead, because then we become powerless. We disconnect from our own agency to take actions that would improve our circumstances, that would position us to be in a better place when sometimes all of these adversities do pass over time. And so, you know, courage, I define it in my new book. Yes, it's taking action in the presence of fear, but it's also managing our own fear. It's the regulation of our own response to the challenges we're facing. Because often we can feel more anxious than is actually serving us and actually closes down and narrows how effectively we respond. And so I think whatever emotion you're feeling, all emotions are valid. All of them are pointing us to pay attention to something, but we've got to be careful that we're managing our emotions and our emotions aren't managing us, and be led by your values, not by your emotions.
You serve on several advisory boards pertaining to the advancement of women leaders. Where do you see us today?
You know, I was at an event last night for a group of women leaders and I got asked a similar question. I think women have made great strides over the last 5 years. I think women are in a better place than we have been. But right now, we are seeing a huge, strong pushback against DEI, and with the implication that it has undermined merit. And I think women find themselves at this particular moment in time feeling like they have to prove themselves and where they are in ways that I don't think we did even a year or two ago. And so I do think we're at a moment in time where some women feel like, oh, you know, my merit, my worthiness for where I am is being brought into question. But I also believe this moment will pass. And I think that women have proven again and again and again that we bring immense value to decision-making tables, that we have unique set of strengths that lead to better outcomes. And obviously the data backs that up. I also believe that as women, we have got into a much better place with supporting other women than was the reality 20 years ago, 10 years ago, when that queen bee and that syndrome was, I think, stronger and women weren't lifting other women up as much. I think that kind of behavior now is just being seen as far more reprehensible than it was 20 years ago. And there's much more celebration and visibility given and encouragement given for women to be supportive and championing other women. I feel it. I know I try and do it. I've always tried to do it, but I see it in another level of abundance. So I think that is an incredibly positive indicator for where women are today.
I couldn't agree more. I see it and feel it myself. So lastly, I want to ask you how this book, your latest book, where's my title? The Courage Gap, 5 Steps to Braver Action. How is it different from your other books on courage?
Yes. So I've written other books about, you know, what courage is and different ways we can be brave and step up and own our power. But I haven't ever really pulled apart how do you close that gap between what you know you should do and what you're doing. And it's our fear, and sometimes they're very unconscious fears, that can sabotage our best efforts and hold us back and leave us stuck with perfectionism and procrastinating and rationalizing where we are. And so this book really is a very accessible, practical guidebook to close that gap between what you know it is you should be doing, what you're wholly capable of doing, and what you're actually doing. And in that space, fear creates that space. It takes courage to close it. And so it's 5 steps, like specific things that we can do to help us really own our agency, step fully into our power and also into our purpose and potential. And as women, we face complexities, barriers, biases, double binds that many men don't have to deal with. And so I think that women have to practice a special kind of bravery in our lives, professionally and personally. And so it's my hope that this book, as women read it, those who are your followers and fans read it, they will see really ways that they may be getting in their own way and derailing themselves at time unintentionally, and the specific actions they can take to really find their voice, to step up, speak up, and to make the changes and take the chances that honestly that our biggest future depends upon.
Do you think that some of the, I believe that what often holds us back for, or maybe gets us through the gap, is old messaging, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So you can evolve and develop personally, and still those little voices from, mm-hmm. you know, your 16-year-old self come in and you think, my God, I thought I conquered that. Are we ever fully over that, the insecure, you know?
Yes, I dive right into that. I call them our iceberg stories, those ones that are kind of largely hidden out of sight. And they sixted. Sometimes it's our 5-year-old self. It's not even,
yes.
they were
yes.
etched early. You know, I know for me, my 3-year-old self, you know, you're not beautiful
wow.
enough. You're
oh,
not capable,
wow.
you know? And so those etchings in our brains, our neurology can run deep, but I absolutely believe that when we're committed to it and we want to cultivate that self-awareness, we can rewire our brains. We can rewire that messaging. And there's a saying that neurons that fire together wire together by practicing new behaviors. Sometimes, you know, we have to behave our way into believing. It's not waiting until I know for sure I can't fail and I'm worthy enough. We take action that fearful 7-year-old self, insecure self doesn't want us to take. But when we repeatedly are taking those actions, stepping into our courage gap, we rewire those old tapes and those deeply etched stories that we created to keep us safe, but which no longer serve us.
Yeah, that's really good to know. So it is possible to finally conquer that. Margie, it was so great to see you and catch up with you. And I'll just let you tell our audience where they can reach you if they want to be in contact, or any other last message you would like to leave with them.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Well, I really appreciate you having me on. People can connect with me on my website, margiewarrell.com. My new book, The Courage Gap, is on Amazon, but wherever you get books. And I also narrated it. And on LinkedIn or any social media, I'm just there by my name, Margie Worrell.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.